Okay, and we are rolling. Jesus, say your name just so I can see.
My name is Jesus.
Okay, Dan.
My name is Dan.
Cool.
And that's Dave.
That's Dave on the desk.
Dave on the ones and the twos. All right. Here we go.
That sounded about wrong.
Okay. 5 seconds of silence. Starting now. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Fandible.com, actual play podcast. I am Dave, once again bringing you into the neo-dystopian future. I am joined by Jesus.
Hey.
And by Dan.
Whoa, that's me.
And did I say dystopian? I'm kidding. We've worked very hard. You have all worked very hard in order to be able to... Of course, now I have to burp. Fuck you. Fuck you, body. Mm. Oh, my God, no, it's going to sit there now. All right.
Bubbling into the right moment.
Give it for the save it for the Patreon.
No, it's going to be like the most dramatic moment. It's just that's when it's going to happen. Just breaking it.
Yep. So, oh my God. There we go. So, I'm just going to ad lib a little intro. You two have two files in front of you. Now, once you actually did get to play mages, that was way too jumping into the deep end. It was. Playing technocrats needs to be a slow burn. Mage needs to be a slow burn. All right, so I think I've come up with a good alternative.
Okay.
Okay.
Here we go. Brain changeling.
Lightning bolt.
All right, gentlemen. Here we go. Control. Order. A consuming chaos that must be pushed back. Ensuring safety for those who cannot care for themselves. To protect them from a uncaring or hostile world, very reality that may seek to rip them to shreds. There are people out there who endeavor, dedicate their lives, put their very existence at risk in order to protect everyone else from a higher power to a scientific approach. Eventually, utopia was reached. Gentlemen, please take your folders. Do not open them. Unclip them, but don't open them until I tell you.
All right.
I am not just the storyteller this time. I am your guide. I am your caretaker. But also the one that will challenge you. Your job is of the utmost importance, and that should be considered. Please open your character sheets. Fuck yeah. Because I'm all those things and everything else. I'm your friend computer.
Yay.
It's a beautiful day in the Alpha Complex. The sun is shining, maybe. Who's to say? That's outside. And you're forbidden from going outside. Why? Because it's dangerous. And me, friend computer, is very concerned about keeping you safe. Everyone's buzzing around like a happy little worker bee, but you don't know anything about bees, do you? Why? Because outside is...
forbidden.
Forbidden.
There are my heroes, and that's the two of you. As you go about your days, working in whatever. So, Fiona.
Yeah, that's me.
The computer didn't think that Daniel would be playing Fiona.
Yeah, yet, and yet. And yet.
The computer does not make mistakes.
No, never.
So the computer is going to close its eyes. And after 10 seconds, it's going to open its eyes again. Mm-hmm. And would really appreciate if no one contradicted the computer.
Gotcha.
Here we go. One computer, two computer, three computer, four computer, five computer. I'm bored.
Fiona here.
Fiona, Jesus, Fiona. That's great. I made that character just for you.
Hey.
All right. So some of you may notice that not everything on your character sheets is filled out appropriately. For instance, one of you may not have the contacts and favors that you can pull in filled out. And that is because I don't own this fucking book. And learning this from a fucking PDF on my phone in the was such a pain in the ass. Such a pain in the ass. And I couldn't ask Jesus for the book because that would have given up the fucking game. So I learned all of this from a PDF. Shit is wrong on those sheets. Shit is definitely wrong. So if you have anything that's not filled out, for instance, the space above your stats were incorrectly done. For every object, so give me your character sheets in a second and I will I will correct them. Oh, let me get you pencils because you have to like mark things down. I busted my ass on this fucking game. Oh god, it's so frustrating, you guys. First, Patrick, hand me your character sheet. I want to make sure that I filled it out correctly. Thank you very much. Okay, so, zero, one. Yes, that is correct. Okay, Fiona, please hand me your character sheet. Okay, so, one, two, three. It's actually, technically, minus. Oh my god, I don't know how this fucking works. So that doesn't make any sense. Okay, we're just gonna go with it because the people who made this game made it unnecessarily fucking difficult. Now, unbelievably.
This difficult. Is the latest version of it, I'm assuming.
Yeah, you see how it says nodes. In your character sheet?
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit does not make any sense. And when you don't have the physical book to flip from page to page, you're waiting for a goddamn PDF. And I don't own a tablet anymore. Can't find my tablet. So, like, this was all on a computer screen or my phone. So, fuck it. Y'all are all kinds of overpowered.
Fair enough.
All right. So, I will guide you through, but you're going to need a sequence of D6s. Now, you can use rollers. The only thing that you need to do is keep one dice separate. That is going to be the computer dice. I have included, out of my graciousness, a cheat sheet, which the book explicitly says, think long and hard before you actually give this to the players. But at the same time, because it's paranoia, I can alter these rules. Pray I do not alter the deal again. I have altered the deal. Pray I do not do it again.
Yep. I've got the computer die right here. The skull die.
Beautiful. Absolutely. So when you roll this in this game, when you roll your stat plus your skill. You'll notice that you have some negative skills. That affects basically botching. But if you have a negative skill, when you roll that skill, that becomes a botch option where if you have a negative two, then one and two negates a success.
Whoa.
I don't know what happens when you have a skill of zero, a stat of zero. Huh. Like, I couldn't fucking find out what that does. Again, PDFs, I fucking hate them. So we're just going to roll with it, aren't we, citizens? Okay, so... Without further ado, both of you are contacted with an extremely high priority, ultra big level, listen, kind of message. Now, each one of you has a cybernetically implanted thing that helps you communicate with each other, but most importantly with your best friend computer.
Yay.
And there is a small chirp screaming in your head. You have a headache. Did you drink enough water? And it says this: good day, troubleshooters. Your ever vigilant friend computer has detected an opportunity for you to display your loyalty and competence. A task of utmost importance awaits you in the digital heart of Alpha Complex. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, and you will, because refusing is treason, involves a rendezvous with a very important person. Please proceed to Terminal C-421A-7 in Sector 5D at your earliest convenience. Remember, happiness is mandatory, and your cooperation is appreciated. Have a productive day.
Thank you so much, Fred Computer.
I'm thrilled.
And unread. It's left unread.
That hurts worse than anything.
There's ghost in the machine, and then there's ghosted by the machine.
Ghosted by the machine. I try every time, and still the computer denies me.
Every time. So, you are both at your various jobs. Patrick, you are... One of you is a server from the server class. I believe it's under your... It's under your favors.
Is that on the second page?
I was once part of the service sector, so yes, I got into industry parties.
Yes, exactly.
I don't have service favors.
Yeah, you don't fill it out. I don't really care.
Oh, okay.
So here you go.
Thank you.
You know how paranoia goes.
Yeah, yeah.
You can call in a favor
from the servers. You said.
No. He's a server.
Oh, okay.
You can be from whatever, but it certainly has no reflection on your actual skill set.
Okay.
What so fucking ever. And also, the favor you call in doesn't really need to be that useful. He can get into parties.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a big deal in this game.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm excited for all the parties I'm going to get into.
Yep.
I am...
Considering your skill set, what the fuck bar did you work at?
I am part of the Cloud Watching Society, which is weird because we don't go outside.
These clouds are forbidden. You watch for clouds so you can report them to front
computer.
Exactly.
And the favor that you can call in, Jesus, is you can get directions from people because they use the stars, or more specifically, the lights. You don't know how. But older members of the Cloud Society can look at the LED and fluorescent lights of Alpha Complex and be able to tell which way is north.
That sounds like a mutant power I need to report, but is it a power or is it something allowed by computer?
Now, so you utilize those by spending Moxie.
Ah.
Moxie is a in-game meta currency. You spend it, but it's also your sanity.
Yay.
So if you hit zero Moxie, you go insane and die. And then you come back as, well, maybe, as your next clone. But that won't happen, because your clone is perfect. Because your clone was made by Friend Computer, and Friend Computer does not make mistakes.
Of course.
Yes. All right, so, you are alerted to go to Sector C4-whatever in the Terminal C-42 in Sector 5D. I need both of you to roll brains plus Alpha Complex to find your way there.
That is one dice for me, which I'm assuming is just a computer die.
The computer die is always tagged on to whatever your roll is. Yes.
So, okay. Mm-hmm. So that's just one die because I have a zero in Alpha Complex. That is a failure, but I get a success on the computer die.
Which means you succeed. And I want to thank you, Citizen, for doing this to... explain what the computer die is. When the citizens, the helpful citizens, the troubleshooters, roll dice, they include one additional die known as the computer die. This computer die succeeds on a 5 or 6 like every other computer die. However, like every other die. However, if it rolls a 6, then that's the computer symbol. And that means that your friend computer helped you succeed. But now, your friend computer is watching you for 10 minutes. And everything you do, from your eyes... like the friendliest found footage horror movie.
I got a 6 and nothing on the computer die.
Right. So both of you find your way to C-42 in Sector 5D. It's a large door that is there. And it says Inspector General / Janitor Supreme / Quest Giver. Lots of responsibilities.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of responsibilities.
Fiona turns to the guy. Hello, fellow troubleshooter. You are a troubleshooter, correct?
I'm here to shoot the trouble.
Fantastic. Do you want to knock?
Back and look through the titles in. I suppose I will.
Doom, 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 doom.
And you hear as the report of a laser pistol echoes through the hallway. No one else moves. No, I'm sorry. No one else stops. Everyone's just walking through the hallway. Mm-hmm. Just, nope, not my, that's not my laser, not my circus. Not my laser monkeys.
Friend Troubleshooter, did you hear a shot?
I did, I did. Not the usual kind of response we get to just knocking on the door. I'm going to try that again. I'm assuming nothing.
Silence.
Oh, well, thankfully you're there in front of the door to open it.
I suppose I am. Kick the door open.
You kick the door open and you find a large room with a desk in the center. There is AI-generated art by friend computer. He's been dabbling in oil painting. And the large desk in front of you has papers on it, a tablet, and a dead person just off to the right with a laser pistol in their hand, a pretty gnarly, nasty and permanent looking wound from the base of their jaw straight through to their head. And they are holding on to two things. You can't see what they are from so far away.
Well, I immediately point my gun at the corpse because it does look like trouble. So I may be forced to shoot it.
It seems that our friend Jenner might have had an accident. I will go and check to make sure that he is okay. And I'm going to step over. Hello, friend janitor. Are you okay?
There is no response. And you look over, and he's holding two things in his hand, but they're crumpled underneath his body.
Well, obviously, the janitor won't need these at the current moment, and I'm going to go try to grab the items.
Okay, you do. Just as you pull them off the body, you hear, "Oi! What's all this then?" And you turn around to a member of... No, please stop that. Please stop that. Please stop that. Not new tab. Where the fuck are you? Oh my god, I hate this so much. Sorry, give me a second. Boop.
Oh shit, I can't use my mutant power because the AI is watching me. Shit.
What mutant power?
No mutant power. What? I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
What? Yes, confer computer?
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
Mm-hmm. I was just wondering what you were talking about, mutant power.
Mutant power?
Mutant power.
Did you say mutant power?
I didn't say mutant power.
I don't recall saying mutant. Maybe you were mentioning something against it. Were you mentioning something against it?
Most likely.
All right.
Because mutant powers are forbidden.
Of course. So obviously you mentioned how it's forbidden.
And treasonous.
Yeah, of course.
Because if anyone mentioned a mutant power, then especially someone with the red clearance such as yourself.
Of course.
That would be treasonous and suspicious. Or suspicious and most likely treasonous.
Thankfully, you told us immediately about it so that we would never mention it.
Perfect. And you see in front of you a member of HECK. HECK is the Happiness Enforcement Compliant Knights. And they are dressed like knights, but in futuristic armor that does nothing to repel lasers whatsoever. They are the operatives responsible for ensuring that all citizens of Alpha Complex exhibit proper levels of happiness. Failure to comply with HECK directives is not advised. And they're standing there. Oi, what's all this then? And then you look down at your hands, Fiona, and you're holding two things. A letter saying troubleshooters in hastily scrawled at the top of the piece of paper. And in the other hand, you're holding a CD compact disc audio cassette that says that is an album for something called the Scommunists, a treasonous ska band that you have heard nothing about because that would be suspicious, mm-hmm. but you've definitely heard about because you live in Alpha Complex. Mm-hmm. And you're holding their original album, the Scommunist Manifesto.
Mm-hmm.
And you look up Roll Bluff to explain, Roll Bluff or Stealth in order to either explain or to hide one of those objects. Mm-hmm. Whichever you hide is up to you.
Hello, member of HECK. We are troubleshooters. We shot a trouble. As you can clearly see, this one was a scommunist, and he needs to be eliminated.
And why are you holding that, then? And roll.
Obviously, for evidence. I'm going to get shot. It's going to be great.
All right, let's see. You said bluff, so mm-hmm. that'd be shutspa.
It would be chutzpah.
Chutzpah plus bluff, so. Mm-hmm. So that is...
one success.
Hmm.
All right. And he walks over to the body and shoots it one more time. And then nods and then walks out.
It's great to watch a professional at work.
And I drop the CD. The CD,
yep.
Yeah.
All right. And friend computer says, that was a close one.
Thankfully, the heck did his duty.
Sure did. What's the letter say?
Let's find out, friend computer. And I open it up. So he's like, let's find out.
By the way, Patrick, you don't hear any of this. That's entirely possible. You're now roped in with a crazy person.
Yeah, no, my gun wavers between the corpse still keeping an eye on it. Still looks like trouble. Might have to shoot it. You know, and occasionally veers a little closer to my partner.
Yeah.
Not nearly enough to be treasonous, of course.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Because there's plenty of crazy people in Alpha Comp.
And written down in practiced handwriting, still with a spray of blood from the laser shot to his head, it says, attention troubleshooters, your dedication to Alpha Complex has been noted, and an assignment of paramount importance has been bestowed upon you. A dangerous mutant, known only as the Leprechaun, threatens the stability and happiness of our beloved complex. Your mission is to locate, apprehend, and neutralize this threat. Please report to R&D for the Please report to research and development for the issuance of specialized equipment tailored for this operation. Remember, your loyalty and effectiveness are under evaluation. Proceed with diligence and enthusiasm. Happiness is mandatory.
Looks like we have a mission, friend troubleshooter.
I grab the paper, look it over. Oh, this is going to be super easy. Let's go to R&D.
Of course.
All right. And you go to R&D. Is there anything else you would like to do in the man's office before you go?
Is computer still watching me? Thankfully.
They are for another 10 minutes. So you've got about 5 minutes left. We're going to say about half the next scene.
Okay. Then I'm going to go. Well, obviously, Troubleshooter has decided he needed the Janitor Supreme. Has decided he probably would need the best equipment possible, besides what's in the R&D. Let's see if he left us anything else to help us complete our mission. I'm going to leave the room.
Okie dokie.
Yeah.
Roll. Huspa.
Mm-hmm. Plus.
Bluff. As you are trying to manifest as much happiness and enthusiasm as possible. Now, what's your rating for Huspa?
It's 3.
All right, because of your Fiona, that's right. And Bluff?
It's 1.
Okay, so that would be 4 dice plus another one, so that'd be 5.
So that'd be 2 successes on the regular die and a success on the computer die.
Would that be a 6 on the computer die?
That would be a 6 on the computer die.
Good job, citizen!
Thank you, computer! As you see blood coming out of my ears. Fantastic! I'm thankful that computer sees me doing my job so diligently.
Good news, citizen. Hmm? Because of the rollover plan on your headset, you're going to be monitored for enthusiasm and a positive review score by me for the remaining 5 minutes, plus the additional 10 minutes.
Fantastic!
So 15 minutes, which I am arbitrarily saying will be the next 3 scenes.
Fantastic! I could not want anything better.
Great! Hey, what did you find?
Let's find out together.
Why don't you tell me?
Pausing for editing as I get a random object generator.
Later. I have a deck of cards of weird shit.
A what?
A deck of cards?
Of weird shit.
You do. You know what? Yeah, let's do that. Use that deck of cards.
Oh, wait, you do?
From the Kickstarter, yeah.
Literally.
Oh, holy shit.
It's a whole bunch of cards, and each card has 3 weird things. A person, a place, and an object. A person, a place, and a thing.
Pass it over here, please.
So, just grab a card from anywhere.
Take a card, any card.
Yep. All right. Let's see.
Doesn't work. There's a few more.
Yeah, okay. Let's see here. No, doesn't work.
What is it?
It was a letter opener that points in the direction of the leader of the country, but only if the bear is thinking about killing them.
That's what you get.
Okay.
Which is weird. Because what's a bear?
Where does this letter opener point?
It shimmers in your hand and rattles a little, but nowhere in particular. Hold on to that.
Okay.
Okay. How about you, Patrick?
I shoot the sky, the CD.
Okay. You shoot the ska CD.
Yeah. I watch all this happen. I see that he appears to be talking to the computer, and assuming the computer is, friend computer is here. I just realized that's some commie bullshit right there. But yeah. Otherwise, I'm like I've been hanging out near the door, looking almost like I'm doing the pee-pee dance, if you will, eager to get to R&D.
Mm-hmm. Hold on one second, guys.
I'm sorry. No worries. I love these mics, but one of the where they cut costs was its impact detection is insane.
Ah, okay. Like, all right.
I can hear it when somebody puts a glass down at the bar next door.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much, Dan. All right. Patrick, Fiona wouldn't have been in so much trouble if they hadn't seen that CD and didn't pick it up. Good.
It is true.
Good. And you go to R&D. Mm-hmm. All right, R&D. You arrive at R&D. R&D is a large, fancy looking door with an outline of neon all around it that leads to the broom closet. Directly next to that is a small, minuscule metal door with a sliding front like it is an old speakeasy. And you have to knock on it and it opens up and there's an old woman behind and says, "What do you want?"
"Janitor sent us."
"Janitor? How is he?"
"Dead."
"Thank God, I hated that." "All right, come on in." And there is a rattling as if she is opening up the blast door for a bomb shelter. And it opens up into a small hallway of a room. And then she is behind perforated glass at a desk.
Step inside.
Same here.
Name and... Name and occupation?
Fiona R. GNEG2. Troubleshooter.
Patrick O-R-M-E-G-1, troubleshooter.
All right.
Hold up whatever little, tag.
Yep.
Red clearance, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. And of course, I fucking lost it. Give me one second. What page is this? I hate PDFs so fucking hard, you guys. I hate them so hard.
Yeah, that's about right.
There we go. Introduction. I'll use this book, and I'll just use the... Okay, where is the fucking... I'm sorry, guys. Give me one fucking second. I cannot believe. There we go. Got it. Okay. Six. Oh, good. And Fiona, please give me a D6 roll.
6.
The media officer. And your visual detail immediately places media officer under assignments, under your, what is it called? Mandatory bonus duties. Mandatory bonus duties are just that. Dedicated to all media, both social and not, your assignment is to provide proof to the public that troubleshooter missions are fun and exciting and not at all a showcase of treasonous failure. Using your core tech or other tools, you will record, edit, and post videos, photos, and short articles that cast your team and its activities in a positive light. Capture fun moments, share non-classified mission facts, go nuts with filters and tags, and maybe your team will go viral. Congratulations, ooh. Fiona. You're the media officer.
Fantastic.
Patrick, give me a D6.
Oh, boy.
If it's a 6, re-roll.
Let's see here. That's a 2.
Good. The equipment officer. I'll be talking mostly to you.
Great.
Patrick, I know beyond the shadow of a doubt, the last thing that you have is mechanics.
And as you're talking to her, I'm in the background trying to get a good shot.
Mm-hmm. Equipment officer, where the team leader leads troubleshooters, you get to manage the other tools.
Great.
Your job is to ensure the functionality, cleaning, maintenance, charge levels, and proper use of the team's equipment. This includes weapons, bots, vehicles, and anything else the team has assigned. Naturally, the equipment officer is also responsible for any gear that is lost, stolen, damaged, or destroyed.
Excellent.
You are the equipment officer. And the woman, I'm going to call her Gertrude, says, all right, what exactly is your... What are you trying to do, kids?
We're trying to take down a leprechaun.
One of those. So probably need some nuts.
Also, what is a leprechaun?
6, 7, 8, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. I don't know. What is a leprechaun?
Hmm.
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 Is it treasonous?
I figure if Front Computer wanted us to know, Front Computer would
have
told
us. That is true. By recognizing a leprechaun, we would obviously know what a leprechaun is and thus be treasonous. Thus, it's best that we don't know when we hunt it down.
Amazing. Good job. Here, she hands you a peculiar polyhedron. It fits in the palm of your hand, and it's smooth, but with some jagged edges. 20 edges, in fact. She says, roll that, fill out the form, roll it twice, and okay. I need... Just roll a d20
twice. Just a d20. Gotcha. So it is 2 and 13.
2 and 13. Okay. You get a gadget for locating internal troubles and conducting hacks. Mm-hmm. A glitch.
Ooh.
A multi-purpose tool that's just as likely to hack a door as it is to accidentally seal it permanently.
Mm-hmm.
Just right. Hack, open, or close.
Mm-hmm.
And you also got a what?
13.
Okay. You got a sonic wave induction flight tool, a Swift. Essentially, a pair of boots designed to allow the user to fly short distances via sonic propulsion. Control and direction are somewhat unpredictable.
Fantastic. Thank you. Wait, pause.
Now roll me 1d10.
What if I feel bad about that d10?
Actually, roll me twice.
One in seven.
One in seven. All right. You get a retractable operational polymer extension, also known as rope. A marvel of textile engineering, this groundbreaking polymer fiber is the culmination of years of research into tensile strength and flexibility. Its unique molecular structure allows for unprecedented load-bearing capabilities up to 700 pounds. and its elasticity never before seen in containment or descent assisting devices. Truly, the rope represents a quantum leap forward in material science. And what else did you get?
Oh, a 1 in 7.
You got a food orientation and retention kit, also known as a fork. This is not merely a utensil. The FORK is an innovation in efficient food consumption. With its prongs precisely calibrated for optimal penetration and lifting of various foodstuffs, it represents a new era of the ergonomic and functional design of eating tools.
Fantastic.
All right, same roll as I'm assuming?
Yep.
I got an 18 to start with.
Okay. All right. You got a slip. A secret location instant portal. A highly experimental teleportation device with a tendency to, quote, slip users into random locations. Use at your own risk.
Cool. Okay, I got a 14.
Mm-hmm. So that was an 18. You get a blink, a bioluminescent illumination navigation keychain. A small bioengineered organism that glows in the presence of danger. Unfortunately, it's terrified of darkness, so it's always glowing.
Excellent.
I had so much fun coming up with it. I have so many acronyms for this fucking game. We're actually running out of time. We'll have to pick this up again. But holy shit, did I have... I have an entire file of acronyms. An entire file. Okay. And now give me 2d10.
I got a 10 and then a 9.
Okay. You got... a body layering for additional non-kinetic environmental temperin.
Got it.
A blanket. The blanket is a masterpiece of thermal engineering, offering an adaptive thermal insulation layer that responds dynamically to the user's body temperature. You place it to get warm and take it off to cool down. This self-regulating fabric technology, also known as sweat, provides a bespoke heating and cooling experience, marking a significant advance in personal comfort technology. Yes. And what else did you get?
10 and a 9.
10 and a 9. You got a containment unit for potions.
Cool.
Also known as a cup. The CUP ushers in a new age of liquid consumption technology. Its design ensures maximum liquid retention with minimal effort, featuring a spill-resistant contour that defies gravitational challenges. Also known as, it keeps it on the table. This device is a testament to the ingenuity of Alpha Complex's hydration engineering department.
Excellent.
Fantastic. And by the way, this is a fantastic decision insertion calculation enhancer.
Calculation. Well done. Take another mox.
I will say it came from my original Fandible Paranoia game I ran a while back as well.
That's totally fine. Yeah, I love it.
All right, in that case, good. What's the box? Yeah. New jokes only.
Kill yourself.
Hi, I'm a clone.
All right, get out. And she takes out a laser gun and points it at both of you.
Yep.
You don't have clearance.
All right, run. Yep. And I'm going to take video from behind. Run. We're happily running away.
And laser shots ricochet around you. Somehow ricochet. Who makes lasers that ricochet?
Friend computer.
Yep. And you're out in the hallway. And you are a robot comes up to you. A little delivery droid and says, delivery for Fiona.
That is I.
Here, please sign. And it says on the paper that it hands you, or the data slate that it hands you, it says signature receiver conspiracy theorist and communist. Which one do you sign? The robot squints its eyes at you.
What were the options again?
It was signature receiver conspiracy theorist and communist, and it kind of moves the tape or the data slate a little, so it keeps making your hand go towards communist.
I go down further and write in receivee, put a line and put my name in there.
I see. Enjoy your package, goodbye. You hear in your head, Interesting. Did you think there was something wrong with the document as it was written?
Of course not.
Then why did you write it not write like that?
Like what?
Outside of the options.
Hmm? Well, because I was a receivee, not a receiver.
I don't know if that's how that... I don't think that word means what you think it means.
Yes, I receive. So I receive the object, so I receive E.
Receiver.
What?
A receiver.
What?
A receiver.
Receive E.
Receiver.
Receive E.
If you are a... You keep saying that as if I'm wrong.
What? You're saying receive E.
You have been noted one demerit. Please mark down a treason star on your character sheet.
Of course, friend computer.
I will say the treason stars is a great. I don't know if it was in previous games, but okay. I read it and I'm like, that's fantastic. So you don't just always die and then immediately you like you basically make your life a living hell. All right. Well, that should be enough observation for now. Goodbye.
Goodbye, friend computer.
And immediately, Dan, above Fiona's augmented reality name and, above her head, there is one treason star.
Bing. Bing. And as...
And yes, they do work almost exactly like Grand Theft Auto.
And you can clearly see as Fiona just relaxes. Just like, ugh.
I know my eyes.
Better a relaxed treason. Treasonist. traitor. Yeah. And you... Do you open the package?
Of course.
The package is... looks like a bunch of documents concerning a newsletter that says the word Swath of Destruction very prominently. It describes a circumstance in a bar in the downtown area of Alpha Complex. You've never heard of a downtown because what is an uptown? What's a town? And you read that there was a massive bar brawl at a bar called O'Flannery's. O being a zero.
Yes.
Dash Flannery's. And then you're given a lineup of potential of potential brawlers, people who started the brawl, and it's just a police lineup of about 10 random Alpha Security or Alpha Complex personnel that all seem kind of bored, and they're just standing shoulder to shoulder. None of them look particularly guilty, and none of them have, but some of them have bruises and stuff like that, but like it doesn't give you any information. It just shows you, yeah, we arrested 10 people, and that's that.
Interesting. Any ideas?
I mean, they got 10 people for it, so sounds like it's taken care of. And does any of them look like a leprechaun?
What does a leprechaun look like? I wouldn't know. Would you?
I was hoping you'd know.
No, I would not know because I wouldn't know. It's possible that we were given this by Career Computer because one of these might be the leprechaun.
Wait, who sent us this? Was this friend computer
that sent us this? I assume everything sent to us by happenstance is obviously the machinations of friend computer.
I mean, does the box say?
What does the box say? For?
It's a post-mortem box that took way too long to get to you because it was sent by the janitor.
Okay. So it came from Jenner Supreme. So obviously this is tied to our mission.
So maybe they're all leprechauns.
Oh. Can leprechauns multiply?
I don't know.
Well then, we have no option but to go investigate.
Right. Not clear to know what a leprechaun is, but we are clear to find one. Possibly shoot one.
Yes, of course. Yes, simply shoot it. That's all we're going to do.
Exactly. So let's go find ourselves a leprechaun. So, I don't know. Pick one on the list.
You only have one address. O'Flannery's.
Oh, well, oh, then we go to O'Flannery's. Let's show up to O'Flannery's. Maybe they have lots of leprechauns there.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be amazing.
Yes, that'd be very satisfying. Anyway, let's go.
And you make your way to O'Flannery's. Roll me brains plus Alpha Complex. You've never heard of a downtown.
Nope.
Yep, let's see how well that's going to go. Not great. No successes.
Okay. Let's see. So brains for salvage. Yeah, that's just the one die. Where am I? Here we go. So
one die, one plus the computer die.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a six and nothing on the computer die.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Okay. Now, you don't know what a downtown is, and bars are few and far between, because though our friend computer does love the idea of its citizens being able to relax and mingle, there are also places where people are not working, and that is less than productive because you all... Yeah, that's coming through. Amazing. Because you're not working, and that's less than productive, and that hurts everyone in Alpha Complex. Mm-hmm. So, Friend Computer does encourage you to relax at a bar. However, Friend Computer also doesn't like wastrels being at a bar. So, bars are illegal. Mm. But... you can get special promotional tax discounts to start a bar and is encouraged to start a bar. But don't let Friend Computer find out because bars are bad for productivity. Is that clear?
Very clear.
Good. You find O'Flaggery's. And it is a large bar and you go inside and I have a description.
Yay.
As you stepped through the nondescript door, the immediate transition from the sterile, fluorescent-lit corridors of Alpha Complex to the dimly lit interior of the bar is jarring. The air inside is thick with the aroma of synthetic alcohol and the faint, unidentifiable scent of various food supplements. Neon lights flicker sporadically, casting colorful shadows across the faces of the bar's patrons, who range from the visibly anxious to the suspiciously cheerful. The bar itself is a mishmash of styles, as if someone threw various decades into a blender and splashed it across a room. To your left, a jukebox plays a tune that might have been popular a century ago, while to your right, a holographic dartboard flickers in and out of existence. The bartender, a robot with a slightly dented chassis and a name tag that cheerfully declares, Mixmaster Mike, polishes a glass with a rag that's seen better days. Scattered around the room are tables occupied with various groups, low-level bureaucrats drowning their sorrows in drink, technicians animatedly discussing the latest gossip, and a few lone figures trying their best to blend into the shadows. The atmosphere is one of forced relaxation, a place where citizens come to forget the ever-watchful eye of Friend Computer, if only for a moment. As you make your way to the empty table, As you make your way to an empty table, you can't shake the feeling that this bar, with its eclectic mix of patrons and the air of barely contained chaos, is exactly the kind of place where the improbable becomes possible. Perhaps it's here, among the drunken secrets and whispered rumors, that you'll find the key to your mission. But remember, in Alpha Complex, even a simple night out at the bar can be fraught with danger and intrigue.
Well... thank you, recording.
I'm Commander Shepard. This is my favorite bar in Alpha
Complex. We're like there. We both kind of like, does that play like every time somebody enters the bar? Like somebody comes in behind us at the same recording starts playing. Again.
Exactly. As you step through the nondescript. Oh my God.
So every time someone comes in.
And everybody looks around like the bureaucrats look. I'm like, hey, the fuck? And the guy in the back's like, dude, the light doesn't work. I'm not trying to blend into the shadows. What the fuck? Everyone keeps looking around like suspicious looking pedophile table over on the left.
I mean, hopefully it just plays when new people come in. I mean, otherwise that'd be very annoying.
And of course, now everyone's looking at you because the thing played.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, to the bar then.
Yep, to the bar.
Amble up to the bar, look the robot up, nod him up. So what's the leprechaun situation like around here?
Leprechauns aren't real. What are you having?
Well, if it's not a leprechaun, I think we're done here.
Well,
I'm out of ideas.
Let me try to... Hello, Mixmaster Mike.
Yo.
Listen, first off, I will have a... I've never had an alcoholic beverage before. Hmm. What do you suggest?
I suggest a kick in the mule.
Can I please have a kick in the mule?
Sure can.
And it's called an Irish car bomb, but we're trying to get away from that term. But yeah, it's a drop of whiskey into a thick, thick synthetic Guinness.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
How about you, handsome?
You know, well, I'll have what he's having.
That's sure thing. Here you go. Kicking the mule from the old country.
Don't know what
country that would be.
Also, what is a country?
Good point, citizen. And without breaking eye contact, two eyes basically lock onto both of you. They split. It just wheels away sideways while washing a glass. Very suspiciously.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone is looking at you, drinks in their hand, clearly stinking of booze. Because neither of you have drank. And you hear behind you from one of the bureaucrats. Hey, are you a cop? You have to tell us. You a heck? You have to tell us if you're a heck.
Take a long swig from my drink.
I do the same. Nope, we are definitely not hecks.
All right. And the night continues for about half an hour more. As the more you drink, the friendlier the rest of the people in the establishment become. You talk to a couple of the bureaucrats. They come over. They laugh with you about some of their job things. You talk about some of your job things. Everybody's kind of friendly. The shadowy guy in the corner is just literally sitting underneath a light and is actually waiting for a date. And his date shows up. It's a strapping young lad, about 22. And, you know, he's older in years, but he's got some, like, gray hair. He's going to be a daddy. He's going to be this fuckboy's daddy. And it's love at first. It's something at first sight. Yep. That's for goddamn sure.
They got what they need from each other. It's
yeah,
fine.
Exactly. Exactly. Overall, Alpha Complex, not that bad. Mm-hmm. Pretty great, actually.
Mm-hmm.
All things considered.
And as to doing it, about a half an hour in, I've had a few drinks in me. And by the way, I've never had alcohol, so I am drunk. So, friend, what was your name again?
Joey.
Joey.
Oh my God, I'm sorry. Dogberry just did something.
Yeah, he did something nasty in there. Yep.
No, guys, I'm so sorry.
No, no worries, man. We have cats.
Yep. Yep.
We know what happens down there.
It's cleaning right now.
Okay.
We are almost done.
Okay.
Almost at a break point. I had candles over here. Here we are.
Yeah. How much is that self-cleaning?
$10,000.
Fucking expensive.
Okay. It may as well be. It's like $600.
Yeah, I was thinking of getting it for a gift, but never mind if it's that much.
No, it's effectively infinite money. It's at that point where like it's too much money.
Okay. All right.
It is legit. When we got married, when Paige and I got married. We couldn't come up with anything else for the list of gifts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We just
if you can get it to you gifted as a wedding gift. Yeah, sure, definitely. Sure. It is one of those things that I would even I with my occasional budgets would love to have. I cannot justify it for myself. But if were somebody to gift me one,
we joked, Paige and I joked that like we just got married specifically so we could fucking get one of those because they're so expensive.
Yep.
And like we literally went, we can't just have the fucking shit box on our registry with nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
But can you?
Hmm.
I mean, it's true though. If it was the only thing on the registry, the question at that point would be, is this the only reason y'all are actually getting married?
Like, I mean,
as reasons go, that's a good one.
Fucking worth it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it is. It's like $600.
Okay, yeah,
it's
never
crazy.
Mind that.
It's crazy. Otherwise, I would have gotten one already. Yeah. I occasionally look to see if like there's a good one. That's or a sale or something. But no, it is. It is currently like the mark of luxury.
Yeah. Okay. The best for your cat and your sanity.
And you get drunk.
Yep.
And you're having a really good time, and
You're talking to...
Joey. I thought it was Joey? Yes.
Joey, sure.
Yeah, he's like, so, hey, friend Joey. Joey. Mm-hmm. Joey. Joey. Mm-hmm. Joey. Question. Let me ask you a question, if you're inclined to answer a question from your best friend, Fiona.
You just did.
Second question, then. Have you seen a leprechaun?
A leprechaun?
A leprechaun. Have you seen a leprechaun?
You mean that guy right there? And he points at the lineup that you were given.
Oh, which guy are you pointing at?
Oh, you know, that one.
Could...
And he shows you the same lineup that you were looking at, and clear as fucking day, if you can get your eyes to focus hard enough, there is a man, a short man, dressed in green. It's a leprechaun. It's, I don't have to describe it. It's a fucking leprechaun with a bright red beard and smiling, dead-ass, shit-eating grin at the camera.
I turned... Was it Kirk's name again? Dan? Sorry.
Patrick.
Patrick. I turned it to Patrick. Patrick?
Uh-huh. Yep.
What's
yep.
that? Always there?
Hey, that's the leprechaun.
How do you know? Oh, now that I see it, obviously that's a leprechaun, even though I've never seen a leprechaun before. That is a leprechaun. But how did we not see it the first time we saw this picture?
I'm not cleared for that knowledge.
Neither am I.
Exactly.
So I'm not going to ask that question anymore. Joey.
Mm.
Thank you. Have you seen this guy around?
That guy?
Yep.
Yep. I haven't been looking for him.
Mm-hmm.
Should I be?
But, okay, maybe in the future you want to look for him. But for today, have you seen it before? Before today or earlier today? Or before today?
Oh, I mean, hey, guys, have you seen this fella? And the four other people that he was sitting at, the four other bureaucrats, look over, and three of them go, oh, yeah, I think he did. Yeah, he's the guy who blew up the bathroom, isn't he? And the fourth one is holding a bottle of water and says, what are you guys talking about?
You don't see the green guy in green in this photo?
I'm not colorblind. That would be a flaw. And friend computer doesn't make flaws.
Okay, how about the only guy with a hat on?
How much have you had to drink, citizen?
You don't see a hat.
No.
A clear as day green hat.
Let's go around the table quick. Who sees the hat?
Three guys raise their hand and waver a little bit, and then like
Joey, we all look at the one guy who doesn't see the hat.
Joey slowly like raises his hand, and then other people seen some sort of what looks like a vote or a compliance or just a bunch of people doing something. They also raise their hands a little suspiciously.
So most of the bars, like we all look at that one guy who says he doesn't see the hat.
If this is a joke, you guys, I guess.
Hold up, wait. I take a swift, drunken look at the bar, trying to see somebody else that's sober.
There's a robot.
I look at the robot and I walk over. Hello, Mixmaster Mike.
You just spit all over when you try to make the DJ sound.
I need to ask you a question.
You just did.
This is my joke. Anyway, second question. Mm-hmm. What do you see? Do you see this? What does the person look like to you?
It looks like a poison that would rather be somewhere other than in the lockup.
So you don't see a guy in green with a hat?
No.
Can robots get drunk?
No, that's why I'm the perfect bartender.
That's a good point. Sorry for you.
People still do want to fuck me from time to time.
Well, yeah, you're a... Look at you.
Okay, and what's that? And like, goes to like get somebody else a drink.
One day I'm gonna get that robotic ass.
So square, so
got cold. Your oil can right in.
Yeah. fix you up one day.
You know what they call you, Benda? That's what I'm going to do to you over the table. All right. Anyways.
Okay.
Apologize to any robots listening.
Okay. Okay. Wait. And I'd point to another random person. What do you see? Obviously drunk. That the person I'm pointing to.
Leprechaun.
Oh, no. And I go back to Patrick. Patrick?
Should I shoot him?
Who?
The guy who can't see the leprechaun.
No. He's boring, but not a good reason enough for you to shoot a guy. Mm. I mean, obviously, he's the only person not drunk here. He's got issues.
Now, going to a bar not drinking seems like common behavior to me.
No. And obviously, this man has issues and he can't drink it away. That is, I am so sorry for you. Whatever demons you're fighting, I hope you find a way to heal.
I can hear you.
That's because I'm talking to you.
Okay. Okay, cool.
Yep. I go and I give him a hug. It's okay.
No, that's not necessary.
It's okay.
That's not.
Sorry about that, but.
Okay, so I'm a member of HEC. I know I'm supposed to tell you, but it doesn't define when.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
Run!
Jesus, it's the cops!
And that is where we're going to end episode one of Paranoia that I have lovingly called, possibly put more effort into this name than the rest of the game, the Cloverleaf Field Project.
Beautiful.
Nice. All right, fantastic. We're going to go upstairs. We're going to watch some wrestling, yeah, and then if we want, we can come back to this when we're all fucked up.
We'll see how things go.
And if we want, we can come back to this tomorrow online or something.
Okay.
But like,
figure it out.
This is a chip in the iceberg. Like, I have so much more prepared.
Oh, yeah. I'm down for that. Yeah, 100%.
But it's the same as running any other game. It's mm-hmm. like you forget how long scenes can take
mm-hmm.
because you just look at a paragraph you wrote and you're like, oh, this is so thin. This is so bare bones. And then you're like, oh, wait, right. Role players want to role play.
Yeah.
Like, they want to get as much from a scene as possible.
Yep.
All right. Thanks for listening. Love your friend, computer. Bye.